The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with the second half of the SummerSlam special. That's right, it's episode 9 of our favorite show. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and well, we're getting previously on Total Divas right now, but I feel like this second half is going to be spicy.
I think so too.
Because it's all about the SmackDown Women's title and getting down at a Sex in the City party.
Hey.
So, Bree's apparently a little upset that it's all kind of gone away now that she's retired.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in New York City for SummerSlam. Yay. Hey, it's Dolph. And apparently Lana's stronger from drinking wine.
They're saying glass in half. You get some stuff here and stuff there.
Apparently Lana's been invited to Natty's acting class, and Natty does not look the least bit happy that Lana's coming to Natty's acting class.
Lana is so excited for Natty.
And Natty's just drinking. She's like, please get me out of here. Please just kill me now. Please just...
She created the situation, though.
As she... generally does.
Okay, then.
All right. Here we go. I put myself out there, and then this happens. Naya. Uh-oh. It could either be really good or really bad.
Usually bad.
Usually very bad. So we're out seeing sights and sounds of the city. Hey, there's Alexa Bliss on a thing. It's SummerSlam week, and eventually we're going to get a total, but Diva, maybe a Bella.
Maybe.
Bliss. Like, there we go. So we've got Bellas and we've got Naya. They're getting into the car.
There's a lot of transition.
I think they're going to a fire station to meet the firefighter that Naya met.
We're going to a firehouse to meet more firefighters.
Naya wants her fire lit, so she's going to find a firefighter to do it. Respect.
She wants to be sprayed by someone's hose.
Kinky. And Natty's shoes trend away from fans. How the hell do you put on makeup in a car? Like, how do you have that ability and that power? How do you get that superpower? Because I do not have that talent. Basically, they left Lana, is what's happened, and now Lana's trying to figure out where they were, and Lana's like, and Natty's like, we waited for you for like 20 minutes. You didn't show up, so we just sort of left. And Trent's laughing. Like, she's legit laughing.
They wouldn't be surprised if she shows up or that they're tracking Natty.
Is that a fanny pack? They bring gifts to the fire station. They want a tour of the fire station. Those are the manliest looking fire shorts I've ever seen in my life.
That is a fanny pack.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Bree's decked out in all the gear. We're setting off siren. Naya wants the full pressure hose. Bree's like, don't tell my husband I went to order.
He's gonna see it on TV! And Nikki invites all the firefighters to the Sex in the City party. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Naya, if you want to get laid, stick with Nikki. Just...
Not Bree.
Not Bree. Stick with Nikki.
We're randomly taking selfies with fans, or as Naomi in New York City.
So we're meeting with Michael Joseph, who's Natty's vocal coach. Is it me, or should she have maybe started doing this earlier.
Not 4 days before SummerSlam.
Not 4 days before SummerSlam. I mean, maybe she has been. I don't know. But anyway, we're at a, it looks like a Broadway theater.
Broadway stage, yes.
Wonder which one.
Trinity knows what she's doing because, you know, she's a professional.
Trinity's a dancer, a singer, and a performer, so she knows what she's doing. He's teaching them how to yell, basically, or project.
I want to hear what Natty's catchphrase is.
I'm a heart.
Naomi's like, I can't wait to kick her ass at SummerSlam. She's struggling.
She can't let go. She can't let go. She can't do it.
Someone asked Natty to have a catchphrase, and Natty doesn't have a catchphrase other than Bret Hart's catchphrases.
I think they're the family catchphrases at this point.
Well, they, yeah, well, you know, she is date trained. Oh my god.
So what we've been saying about Natty for what, 7 seasons now? There it is. Right there. She can't let go. And for a second there, it sounded like she almost didn't believe it, you know?
Hold on.
Oh my god, is that John Cena with a vibrator?
It was a toothbrush.
Thank god.
We'll get back into the next stuff in a second. There's this commercial for John Cena's new movie.
They're trying to decipher emoticons. Why is there a chicken?
Something with emojis and having sex and something, and Cena's there to stop them from having sex or something.
So is he the brother or the dad or what, or who
I
is he?
I don't know. Oh, it's called Blockers. And the thing is like...
Actually, technically, it's cock blockers, but they're getting away with it by putting
a chicken, a rooster.
A picture of a rooster, but the implied is cock blockers. Clever. Very, very clever.
You talk about Natty. I gotta find out more about this movie.
Okay, so Natty, for the last 7 seasons, we've been saying this, she can't let go. She can't just be silly. She just can't. And we saw that here where she gets embarrassed because I think she really is just, she's that serious about herself and about what she does that it's like she just can't let go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be silly, be funny, be whatever. She can't let go of herself. She has to be that in control of herself. I think is a better way to put it as opposed to just being really serious about it. She has to be in control. And I think letting go of herself and becoming a character, getting into a moment or whatever, I think scares her.
It does. And we'll get back into her in a minute. Universal has released the Blockers Red Band trailer. The upcoming comic stars, Lisa Man, Ike Barinholtz, and John Cena as a trio of parents who spend prom night trying to stop their teenage kids from having sex. While the premise sounds kind of corny, and I'm still left to wonder why these parents don't simply tell their kids about having safe sex, that's a hilarious combo. Basically, John Cena's a father, and he's trying to there's a sex pact between all the kids, and they're all going to have sex, and the parents are out there to stop it.
So it's American Pie, but with the parents?
Sort of American Pie. The parents were trying to stop it. This one, they're trying to stop it, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like it's American Pie, but this time the parents know what's going on.
Yeah, they find out about the sex pact, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. In American Pie, that was the idea behind it.
Yeah, they're all going to get laid.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've seen it, like, from the beginning starts, like, oh, right, that was the original premise of that movie. Right.
For those of you that have not seen it, or were too young to see it at the time, because let's all remember how long it's been since that movie came out. I feel freaking old.
Because I was watching American Reunion the other day.
Oh, God.
Just happened to be on, like, FXX or whatever. Anyway, we're back, and they're, Natty and Naomi are out there
talking shit.
And a fan went, Natty's better.
So now we're practicing, and we're doing something out in an audience, and Natty kind of keeps repeating the catchphrase, and they're just having fun.
They're putting their tools to use. 3 days before SummerSlam.
And this time she sounds like she believes it, which is good. So now we're seeing Carmella. She's signing autographs at Access.
Or the
SummerSlam Access, whatever it is.
A signing of some sort.
And we're going shopping with the Bellas. And we have our Starbucks.
So the lady has done stuff for Nia before, so we're going to get looks for Nia for Sex in the City party.
I'm excited. Oh, the blue dress is nice. That does really nice things for her. Okay, I'm digging the black. At least the black leather skirt. She's rocking the black leather skirt. Not those earrings. And now Nia's crying because I think she's nervous and worried and we're having a moment. She's nervous about the party. She's nervous about seeing the dude again. Now Nikki's talking about her body shaming, which we dealt with in season 2 or 3.
One of them. It's been a while.
So we're basically cheering Nia up. We're having, you know, we're getting her through it, boosting her confidence, we're making her laugh. And they're basically like, you know, well, if the guy's a dick, just be like, it's your loss and walk off. So now we're back out in the city driving around with the Bella Twins, and we're
on the Sex and the City tour, sort of.
Sort of.
Apparently that's a thing.
That is a thing, yeah. You can go all around New York and see where they shot it. You can go see the famous brownstone and everything. Nikki's got an appearance, and she's trying to encourage Bree to come, and Bree doesn't want to go. Basically, Bree's missing the limelight. She's a little upset that, you know, it's, since she's retired, it's all gone away, which, you know, it should all go away retired, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say that, but it's true. So, Bree's having some, this is her first year out, right? So this is the first full year of missing everything.
But this is the first big event where she's not pregnant. Because last, she was pregnant for WrestleMania, so she couldn't be there, so she was missing stuff, but there's a reason why. Now she's already given birth, and now she's in the city with something to do. She was at last SummerSlam, she just got him pregnant right before SummerSlam.
Yeah, she got pregnant right before SummerSlam.
But it wasn't announced then, was it?
By then, no, it was not announced. I don't think.
Because they announced it like 2 days after we interviewed them, right?
Yeah, she's pregnant when we interviewed her, and she could have dropped that on our interview. I'm just saying, I would have been fine with that.
It's all available at rockradioshow.com.
Because we asked her about it, too.
We did.
Damn it.
Could have given us the dirt.
Right? Between us girls.
Scoops. Anyway, so this is the first real major WWE event where she's not pregnant that she's now missing out. Every other event, she's had the opportunity, like, there was a reason for her to miss something. Now there's nothing. There's nothing stopping her from missing it. Brian can watch the birdie. So it's like, she wasn't booked. So that's what it is.
Well, I mean, for this, it's like, it's not like WrestleMania, where they do a full fan access, and they do a full event. They have signings, and they have appearances, and they have that kind of thing, because they're there for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not doing the full fan experience, like, obviously, like what I said, they do it Mania, so they're not going to bring in everybody, they're not going to book everybody. Now, if Brie decides to come to town to be with Nikki, that's fine, and they'll know that she's there, and they'll let her in the shows and everything like that, but it's like they're not going to book her for an appearance, they're not going to book her for a signing, because one, that means they have to pay her, and they're not going to pay her if they don't need to, especially if they have active roster talent that's already there, and, you know, you have to think about this weekend, they've got NXT there, they've got both rosters there. So if they're not exactly hurting for people to throw out there for appearances.
Right.
All the big names are in town. All the top stars are there. You know, it's not to make Brie an afterthought, but it's, you're pretty low on the list in terms of possibly getting an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is. That's what happens again. When you retire, is you sort of fade off into the background, you fade off into the distance, and you go on living your life. It's not like, you know, you retire and then you're able to just come right back. That's not retirement, that's taking a break.
Pretty much, yeah.
So it's, I think Brie is just, again, she's having the hard time adjusting because she decided she wanted to retire. She decided she wanted to be a wife and a mother and have a baby and do all these different things. And she's done that. And now she's ready to go back to wrestling.
Yeah. So she's going to have to come to grips with it.
She is. As we're back from break, we are 2 days until SummerSlam. We're at a... Oh my God, that is a man in nothing but trunks and a jacket. And there's Asuka and there's Alexa.
So the boyfriend had Alexa ask the girl to marry the boyfriend, and then she's like, "Can I marry you instead?"
Honestly, that's a appropriate response. Honestly, if Alexa Bliss pulled out a ring in front of me, I'd be like, "Yes, yes, 1,000 times, yes."
So Nia's texting, asking someone on a date.
She's asking the firefighter. Oh, it's Sheamus, our favorite total fella. He's making sure she was awake. So now we're out with the Bellas. We're out shopping. Why does she feel left out? She was never in. Why are Nikki's earrings lopsided? Did she lose an earring? I think she lost an earring.
It's weird.
She could get basic cable on that ring. I swear to God, she could.
She can.
Watch the baby. Make sure nobody takes the baby.
Brie got in the picture.
They asked Brie to get in the picture.
Right. Her mood is now uplifted. What are those earrings? They are awful.
Why are people wearing drapery tassels on their heads? So now everybody's dressed up. We're all wearing the same shoes, different colors. No. Lana is not Samantha. No. Actually, Lana's probably Charlotte. If anybody's Samantha, it's Nikki Bella.
Yes.
100%, it's Nikki Bella.
We got Usos, we got Russo, we're popping champagne.
We're going out, we're partying on the party bus, we're having a good time. The Bellas don't arrive on the bus. Not Lana walks in carrying a bottle of Fireball. Props. We're drinking Cosmos.
Bree is Charlotte.
I could see that.
Maurice is carrying a Charlotte.
Can see that. Yes. Natty's a Miranda, she's not a Samantha, honey.
Okay, I'm confused now. I'm just going to drink my water and we'll continue.
Nikki had to think about it for a minute. Really had to think about it.
Firemen have showed up. Naya needs a drink.
Jonathan has showed up. She needs a drink.
He must have done gay porn or something.
Oh, Jesus. Because
you don't have that type of reaction like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or done some sort of calendar thing or something.
Well, he's a fireman, supposedly, so maybe he did a calendar or two. Maybe he did a fireman born. Is that a thing? That's gotta be a thing.
Check out CB Radio's Gray the Great Debate at the end of the month.
Have you announced what the prize is for that yet?
I believe I have.
The prize at the end of the month, it's very uplifting.
It's a 1-year subscription to Pornhub.com's premium section.
Ding!
Go to CBRadioLive.com later this month for more information.
Anyway, and we're back. We're meeting up with Jonathan.
The Bellas conveniently leave.
Right?
To get more alcohol.
Of course.
Nicole's like, he's hot.
You're taken! You have to get to know each other. And there's awkwardly the light guy in the background.
He drinks bourbon or whiskey, and she's sort of like that idea. She's already been invited home.
Eh, that's dangerous on the first date. He could just be looking to get laid, which, if that's what she's after, hit it!
What is she doing? Naya's like, keep your tits in your dress, Lana. Naya's doing having a fashion show being put on. And Naya's the main event in the fashion show.
Show it off, girl! Show it off! They're all wasted.
Oh, yeah. You could.
Lana is wasted.
Lana's wasted. Naya's wasted.
Everybody's wasted. Now we're just having a good time. We're dancing. We're having fun. Everybody's feeling good and happy. We're taking pictures in the photo booth. Rusev is being Rusev.
We're doing fake wrestling. We're taking more photos. There's Sheamus.
Oh, Sheamus is being protective of Naya. He's like, he legit looked at the dude and he's like, if you hurt her, I will kill you. I feel like they're all just watching and waiting to see if she goes home with this guy. They're getting on, you know, they're having a good time. She's changed outfits like 4 times now. And they're leaving together.
No, she's just walking him out.
Naya! Get you some, girl! Get you some! Everybody's hungover.
I was like, I didn't kiss him.
She's so excited. She had a great night. Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're gonna Google him. We're going to Google him. Oh, Jesus. He did porn. He totally did porn. That's the porn reaction right there.
And it was one of those, I see something, I need to double check it before I show her type reactions.
Yeah. It's like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. That can't be real. Oh, that can't be real.
I need second sources.
Need to confirm. Definitely, yeah, but that's the he did porn look. You don't double check something like that unless he did porn.
Maybe he didn't, or maybe he did. Who knows?
It's either porn or it's something really, really, really disgustingly bad.
Something,
you know?
Something that gives you a double take.
Yeah.
We're back, and
he did porn. He did gay porn.
He's getting, and weird, says Bert.
He's getting laid. It's weird. Okay, but dating a porn actor isn't bad as long as he's clean. He knows what he's doing. There's that.
He was young. He needed the money.
Isn't that like every excuse ever for anybody that ever does porn? I needed the money.
I was young, naive, and stupid. Needed money.
But still, that's out there. Like, that's the thing. Is it's out there. It's indexable. Anybody can find it.
Naya's laughing but crying inside.
Should have banged him, girl. I hope you did bang him.
Day of SummerSlam.
We're at Barclays. We're setting up. We're seeing the fans arriving. We have Michael Cole and Tom Phillips hyping up the event. We see the Miz and Maryse arriving. We see Carmella. All the belts. The costume. I think that's actually Sasha's husband. And just general backstage shots hyping up SummerSlam. Oh my god!
Wait.
Holy crap! He's back!
They found Tyson TJ Wilson Kidd.
They found him! Finally! Holy crap!
He's back on Total Divas after a couple of year break.
For those of you that don't know, Natty's husband, TJ Wilson, Tyson Kidd, whatever you would like to call him, is actually a producer for WWE now. So
now he's back on the show.
So now he's back on the show. So he wishes Natty well as she goes into the locker room.
Natty's no longer single on the show.
Right? She's married again. And now we're watching the video in the hair and makeup area. We're sharing the video with everybody. That poor man.
Miz finally sees what it was. Like, oh, son of a gun.
He just walks off. And, like, all the women are watching it and laughing. He's just like, how did I get signed on for this? And it's glow time. Or no, it's Miz time.
No, it's just showtime.
Oh, it's just showtime? Okay. And we saw all the ladies getting ready. They're coming out.
So the Bella Twins are on their way to SummerSlam.
Who's that in the back seat?
Their nanny.
This is why you get the WWE Network, honey. Watch it in the car. Nikki's running late. She thought the show started at eight. She did not get the memo that SummerSlam was a 4-hour show.
Because since when does John Cena ever open a show?
But he did. He opened that SummerSlam.
I know, but when does that John Cena ever open a show?
Who did he face on that SummerSlam?
Baron Corbin.
That would be why he was opening that show.
Oh, we know why. Hey, look, they're watching it
on the WWE Network.
But you can get it for $9.99. Ding.
But yeah, there's a not-so-nice exchange between the two where she's like, oh, yes, you're so busy, your life's all over the place, and Nikki's like, well, you could help me. Ree didn't exactly appreciate that.
No, she did not.
And we're back. We're on the way to the pay-per-view. We're watching it on the phone. And the chick in the back is legit trying to watch the match.
Yeah.
Because she's like, ooh, something to do. Nikki, control yourself. You're in public.
What?
She's basically, I guess, texted him showing that she's watching him. Now she puts on his hat.
Bald spot.
Massive bald spot. We've arrived at the arena. She's totally been sitting backstage the entire time watching the match. Because she conveniently gets there in time for the end of the match. So she's basically going to go to tell them that she wants to come back. Yep, that's the nanny. Or it's a nanny that they've hired for the interim. Basically, Brie asks for appearances and Mark's like, well, you know, we're doing a big thing in April, and he has ideas for them in April. So, gee, April's coming up.
From January to April.
And they're visiting with the baby and smiling and having a good time. And she's very happy because Brie and Mode is not going to be forgotten. I feel like Brie and Daniel need to trade jobs. Like, I feel like Daniel would be like 100% okay staying home with the baby and Brie being on the road.
Yeah.
Now we see Natty walking to the ring with a purpose.
Natty's like, I've never had this much pressure on me in my entire career.
That's probably accurate. We see Naomi arriving with the glow belt. I kind of wonder if they kept that belt. And they got another one made.
Probably. Because she'll eventually win the belt again.
Yeah.
One would assume. So they're going to need the glow belt again.
One would hope.
There's Bayley and Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
Maryse and Lana.
Nanny in the background.
Cena watching the match, apparently.
They're all watching intently. Natty and Naomi are kicking ass. There's Rusev in the background.
Did we mention Ellsworth?
And Ellsworth.
Brie and Birdie were watching.
And Naomi taps out. Natty becomes the women's champion.
Cena seems happy. Nikki's very happy.
Lana is ecstatic. Naomi is crushed.
For Natty, this is an awesome, cool moment. She's ecstatic about it. 15 years of hard work paying off.
Because she's one that... Oh, hey, look, it's Pat Patterson. There's Enzo. She gets a rounding ovation from everybody backstage.
Including TJ.
We're all having hugs. Is that Michelle in the background?
I don't know. I don't see her.
The white top with the gold skirt.
Maybe.
Was Taker at SummerSlam?
I think he was. By the way, this is not Total Divas cameras. This is a network camera.
And she starts crying because she's so excited. So we're seeing the preview for next. We're house hunting. We're seeing Cass's injury.
So that should lead to some interesting things next week on the show.
Yes, it should. It very much should. So, but that does it for SummerSlam. So Natty is champion. Yay! The Bella Twins are making their triumphant return. Yay! And everybody else is happy. So yay! And Nia's firefighter did gay porn.
Yay!
Yay!
I don't know what else to say, but yay.
Sticking with the positives? I don't know. But yeah, a good episode of Total Divas.
A very uplifting episode at the end.
And next week we're going to Bulgaria with Lana and Rusev. We're going to see, sadly, Cass get hurt and some other stuff, so could be fun.
Either that's Lana or that's Michelle.
I think that's Michelle, because he was there.
He was there. Yeah, because remember, everyone spotted him? Yeah. All right, that's show for another time. We're in the world of Taker. We're all 25.
Ding! But, well, could she make it to Total Divas? She could.
Total Taker.
Wouldn't that be interesting? That would be an interesting dynamic right there. Anyway, we're just going to leave that right there because, you know, not going there. Anyway, so this has been the Rack Extra, and, well, you have plugs.
Rack Radio Show on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Tumblr. Get us on the Google Play, iTunes, you name it, Rack Radio Show. You know the deal by now, people. Get us on all the social medias.
Check us out. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and you can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. Check it out. And I have a Behance, behance.net/LinsWard, same as Twitter, if you want to check out my artwork and stuff that I do, so go check that out. But anyway, this has been the Rack Extra Total Divas right here at wildtalkradio.com. This was episode 9. We'll be back next week with episode 10. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. Till then.
Bye.